Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
3:30 on Wednesday, which
means... Beatles?
No, it sounds just like the Beatles, but it is Oasis.
The ripoff of the Beatles.
Yeah. That is the band that Elliot flew to London to see. They just recently reunited, and they're playing stadiums everywhere. They played MetLife, and then they played in London and all that stuff. It's 3:30 on Wednesday, which means we have Flyers and 50 with Broads. Broads, before we get to Flyers and 50, we've been doing an intervention. I guess if you're around YouTube, you should look at Broads right now, because he is... Not only is he's here, not only is he dressed up in his Flyer stuff, he is wearing a Halloween mask as well. We've been doing an intervention for Jack to try to get him to, I guess, like, let his guard down on the Jalen thing so he can cheer for the Eagles once again. And I've been asking the people in the Jalen, you know, group, the commission, to sort of give him a soft landing. Are you willing to let him back?
Yes, I would be very willing to let him back. See, the issue is, though... He doesn't want to.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where
seems like a lot of people are there.
Yeah, if he was more willing to actually open up the heart and see greatness in QB1 and see how sensational he is as a leader, as a man, as a thrower of the football, just a reader of the field, and I can keep going on and on.
You make it hard.
What do you mean?
You make it difficult.
What do you mean? The guy's a winner.
Let's do Flyers in 50. Jack.
So much Flyers in 50 with Broads.
Beautiful shootout win. Beautiful against the Pens, baby. Chaos. Malcolm scores, and then you go, wait a second. No, he didn't. Forster scores. Wait a second. No, he didn't. But Bobby breaking the shootout. Bobby! Noises came out of me that I never heard before.
Actually, hold on. Jack, stop the music.
What?
Also, you were in the press box. I don't. There's no way noises came out of you that you never heard before. They would have kicked you out.
So we have an issue to go over with you, bro.
What now?
I feel like the mask has got to come off, because I got to see your face as I approach you about this issue.
What happened?
Mask off.
Mask off. That's a song.
It is.
Yes.
So there was a feature about Broads in the Philadelphia Business Journal about Broads' current, his past, and his future, which is nice because we all believe in Broads. Broads, of course, was a full-time host, but now Broads is grinding here at WIP. We love Broads.
Yep.
Broads
part of,
you know, we all believe in Broads' future. Here on the WIP Afternoon Show, we have, in fact, I think, invested in Broads' future, haven't we?
Yes.
And so I saw this piece of the article as I'm reading.
Yeah.
And let me read it to you,
Go
Ike.
Ahead.
Listeners.
I'm listening.
The goal, though, for Broads, has not changed. While he'd be willing to go where the tide takes him, he said the best-case scenario for his future ultimately includes hosting an afternoon drive program on WIP.
I got nothing to say. You're damn right I do.
As the permanent host.
You're damn right I do. What's the purpose of this job? I want to maximize what I do. This is prime time. I want to be here. What's wrong with that? It's like being a corner and saying, I don't want to start. Hey, you know what, Quinion? I want to be your backup and sit there all day. Well, hell no! I want to host Afternoon Drive on WIP!
Flyers and 50 with Louie. Get Louis Coco in here.
Louis. I don't think that there's an issue with that at all. Isn't that what you want? People would drive to go get the best spot? That's what I want, damn it! I ain't afraid of that at all. Bring it on!
Bring
I got
one.
No issue. No, well, I'm just saying, I got well, hold, no problem saying I want to be in one of those
hold
chairs.
On, hold on, hold on.
I got no, get
your
head.
Are you going to turn your voice down?
You're going to cut my brake line?
No, by the way, did I say by Thursday I'm taking over?
Well, I'm
I said
49.
My dream job is to work afternoon drive. Who doesn't have that dream doing this gig? You either want mornings or afternoon. That's
well,
what you
about
want.
Midday?
Well, yeah. That's a start to the next spot. That's what people do.
Ike, your thoughts?
I didn't say I'm coming for your spot today.
No, listen. I can admire your ambition.
Yeah,
you're
damn right.
I'm not threatened by any stretch or any measure.
Look how.
I'm not threatened.
Bro, just back into a corner.
But no, I'm in no corner. I'll drop the mitts right now. I got nothing.
No, now you want to fight for the job.
No, I'm just saying. I'm
fighting.
I'm not.
No need to drop the mitts. I'm
just saying.
That certainly would not end in your favor.
No, with who? Jackie Boy? Or Gaddy Gummy Bears?
I hear you, though. I hear you, though. But, hey, I mean, you know, he wants to be in the big chair.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Well, some
if you don't want to be, then you're not. I don't get it.
Bro, some would say that the current show is the best one ever.
I agree. I'm right here with it. I love being a part of this show. Okay. Mm-hmm. But one day, I want to be in that chair.
Would you say it's the best show ever?
Well, that wasn't anything I had a say in. I just sat there and smiled.
You know
and
what?
Did my role.
You know what I appreciate here? As I'm reading it, obviously the calculation has to go in Broad's head. What do I do in this point? Yeah. I can either go full on and stand behind it, or I can back down. He decided full on.
Yeah.
I can appreciate
it. Well, he's a competitor.
Yeah. All jokes aside, if someone asks me what my end goal is,
yeah,
I want to host Afternoon Drive. I don't think that's crazy. I think that's what you should want to do if you're in this position.
We know it. We just
yeah, I know. Yeah. Of course.
We also know it's not going to happen for 20 years.
And that's fine. Yes. I'm 30. Yes. When you get in that chair, you're supposed to be up there. Yes. It takes a while. Yes. I know that.
Although one of us is ready at 30.
Well, evidence proves otherwise.
We won the book.
Yeah.
Oh, you little rat.
Jesus.
You little rat. Number one.
See Bucket on his gummy bears in there?
Yeah. Nuts in there.
I got nuts, sweet potato.
Well, where do we go from here? I had so many things to say about the Flyers.
No, now you got to
10-9-8-76ers. I don't. You threw me out of my hockey element. I'll talk Sixers though. I'm having a blast. Oh, I'm having a blast with the squad. threw me out of the rhythm. It's all good.
There you go, Spike.
Yeah.
Jack said it to me.
Said it to me too. You kidding me, Joe? Jack said it to me. He said, "Oh, LOL, 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 three LOLs."
Yeah.
I said, "I don't want to be a starting, or I don't want to be a backup corner. I want to be a starter."
That's fair.
That's it. I got nothing wrong with that mentality.
Are you sure you can't get the juice back?
Yeah,
for the Flyers?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It did kind of go a little bit. It's okay. Sorry. I stand by how I feel.
You're good.
Yeah. It's okay.
I know.
I just wanted to break your stalls a little
Listen, I don't think you would bring that up if you didn't feel this could go a certain way.
I would have sent it to Rod. Yeah. If I had a real problem with it, I would have sent it to Larry.
Well, you know how he feels about that.
Well,
he told me to say it.
I already... Yeah. Oh, did
No, he did not. He did not tell me to say it.
All right. I'll give out his email address again. I don't have any problem with it.
Oh, man. All right, well, gentlemen, it was a fun night at the barn.
What, 5-3?
5-3.
In playoff position now?
Yes. And can I say this, all jokes aside, on the Sixers front?
Yes.
I was thinking about you last night, Spike.
Why is that?
I'm just happy for you, man.
You're just trying to trip me?
No,
maybe
no,
get
I swear.
Job?
No, oh, okay. I am happy.
Right.
Dude.
I'm just kidding.
This is some primetime hoops. Like, this
oh,
is
it's great.
I can't not get pumped thinking about VJ, Maxi, like... What the hell? Every night it's Drummond on the old board. You don't know what you're going to get, but this team every night, you're down 19. Maxi still fights back. Claws is wet. It's unreal. Like, I love this team.
Yeah.
I really do.
You love to be in one of these seats, too.
Yeah, damn right. Breaking it down. Catch you at 2 after they win an NBA championship in 30 years. I'll be 50, and I'll bring everybody in. 215.
You know, there's this article in the Philadelphia Business Journal with a Dembona, and he says ultimately includes being starting center for the Philadelphia 76ers.
I'm sorry, bro.
Nah, it's okay.
Now we got to watch you from now on.
Now,
No, no, listen, we gotta watch you.
Again, I stand by what I said.
Bro, it's this is going so much better than I thought it was
playing
gonna go.
Drugs and yes, Ike's bag.
We gotta watch you. Yeah. Come on, watch
I'm gonna go fair and square here. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, to be honest, he tried to get you out.
Oh yeah, yeah. He wants to work with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't name anybody. If that was the case, I said I'm coming for Spike. I would have said it. Coming for Spike.
Oh, you coming for me?
What?
You coming for me?
No, I didn't say Ike. I said Spike.
Why is your voice getting higher?
I don't know. I'm getting very uncomfortable.
You want Jack Spike?
I'm getting very... Nah, I don't push the buttons. Yeah. I don't want to push the buttons. No disrespect.
You want to be a star. I don't want...
Oh, really?
What? I don't want to push the buttons. I started just like everybody. I'm working up the ladder. I started pushing the buttons.
This is the greatest segment we've ever done.
I started with the buttons. I progressed.
Because you know what? We started the show as an honest show today. This has become the most behind the curtain.
Where do we go from here?
Honest show.
Where do we go from... What's next week like? Do I
breaking news?
The Eagles have made a trade.
Oh, it's not the one.
We'll see.
Okay.
The Jets are sending cornerback Michael Carter.
Oh, we talked about him.
And a seventh round pick to the Eagles in exchange for John Metchie and a sixth round pick.
Wow, so they're giving the Metchie move.
They traded a receiver.
I believe it is Michael Carter II.
They traded a receiver.
It's not Michael Carter Williams?
No, it is not.
It is Michael Carter II.
It is Michael Carter.
Well, would you guys like to continue with your program?
Yes, we would.
Okay.
Do you want to stay here for the rest of the segment?
I mean, I'll catch you guys in 30 years at 2 o'clock, and I'll open the program up. I'll catch you guys next week.
No, I think Broads is actually hurt now. I think he thinks we're actually mad.
Come on. Okay. No. You don't think I can handle this?
Okay. No, I can't.
You can't handle it? All right, well, I'm not going anywhere. See you guys.
We're going to keep taking shots. Oh, I'm not even a part of it. I'm just some slappy that pushes the buttons.
Watching you from here on out, buddy.
That mask.
Yeah.
And he made him take his mask off.
He's going to put a banana peel right by the doorway so he slip on the way out. Wow. There he goes. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, you got to watch those comments, man.
Dude, he had no idea. He's so flustered.
He's ruined.
Yes.
I don't know how he fixes it.
Like, he's trying to play it off like he's fine.
Yes.
But he's not fine.
He's not fine at all.
I'm starting to feel guilty.
I know. I felt bad, too.
Yeah.
That's why I wouldn't stop. That's why I gave him one more push. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And the voice kept getting higher and higher as he got more defensive.
He was, like, doing a Seinfeld impression.
I don't want your job. I haven't even thought about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rod's back here telling Bros to go after people's jobs. Is that what we're doing?
Makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
All right, give us that trade again.
All right, so the breaking news, the Eagles have traded a receiver.
Yes.
So they traded John Metchie, a sixth-round pick, for Michael Carter and a seventh-round pick. So Michael Carter with the Jets.
Yeah.
Joe Douglas maybe, like, thinks he's good. I don't know.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, he probably was Joe's pick.
Probably.
Well, I hope Vic Fangio thinks he's good, because the last time that we signed a player from the Jets that was acquired by Joe Douglas,
yeah, that's right.
Vic Fangio didn't think he was good.
Well, Joe sent him to us.
Yes, yeah.
Joe wasn't here.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Joe, yeah, Joe was still over there.
He was still in New York, yeah.
Or was he fired by then? Or did he leave by then?
He may have got fired with the last rule, because this is Aaron Glenn's first year.
Oh, right.
So
right. Yeah.
I don't think Joe was here with the Super Bowl.
Apparently, at the time, he's the highest paid slot corner in the NFL.
Yeah, he's a slot corner. Yeah, he's a nickel.
So Schefter's suggesting that this means Cooper DeJean's going outside.
Oh.
Schefter doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Unless the Eagles told him.
The thing is, with the way these corners have been playing, they would have already moved Cooper.
Yeah,
to
why
the
wouldn't
outside.
They move Cooper to the outside?
They would have already moved him out there.
Well, who would have, and who do you put in the
Mac
slot?
Mac Williams kid.
Oh, right. Mac McWilliams. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going to make the leap of putting Coop outside.
Yeah. I just don't, I think Cooper's so much better where he is.
And let me tell you,
yeah,
we're getting ready to see the Packers, we're getting ready to see the Lions. We're getting ready to see Dallas.
High-powered offense.
Yeah, man. You better leave Coop where he's comfortable at.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and this just shows.
You put him on outside with George Pickens and Jameson Williams and some of these other receivers.
It was quite clear they were not comfortable with anybody at the CB2 spot. And this is also, with Jacorian Bennett coming back from injury, too, they're obviously not. They're just Keely Ringo has not been good enough.
Right.
Adoree Jackson is still in concussion protocol, as far as I know, but also has not been good enough.
I wonder how much this kid has played outside in his career.
Yeah,
because that would tell us too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, is he capable of being an outside corner?
Yeah, and when was he drafted? He's on his rookie contract?
I think he's on his rookie deal.
He got an extension.
Yeah,
they gave him 3 years, $30 million in 2024.
Wow, interesting that they
so
get rid of him.
He's making about $10 million.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
As a member of the Exciting Whites Club, Cooper going outside would not be exciting for him, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, we're only so exciting, you know. We're more exciting in the middle of the field.
We know our limits.
Yeah, yeah. Notice Dallas Goedert operates in the middle of the field. Reed Blankenship operates in the middle of the field. Cooper DeJean operates in the middle of the field. You start getting where there's all that space. Not quite as good.
And thought of that.
Yeah.
Now, here's the funny part. If Donovan was on this call, he'd be like, wait a second. But as the president of the Exciting Whites, who's sitting right next to you, not the light-skinned guy, the dark-skinned guy.
That'd be me.
I noticed, you didn't say a word when I brought this up. You're like, yep.
I want to keep him in his best position. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to try to figure out whether or not he should be on the outside or not.
Yeah.
He's dressed up. He's ready for the wedding. He's got his tuxedo on, looking sharp. We don't want to stain him.
Exactly. Hey, Nick, because you know what happens. The moment you're out there on that island, now you got to cover guys. Now people look at you a little differently when you start giving up plays.
Well, the interesting thing for Cooper, too, is he is well-respected in the position he plays as a nickel corner. But, you know, if he is thinking about his future earning potential—
He wants to be an outside guy.
Yeah, I mean, you get paid in a lot different way on the outside than you do on the inside. Double, triple what you get paid on the inside.
You also get exposed going out there.
Yes, for sure.
Be a third-tier DB versus first-tier.
Yep, I agree.
I would love to help you guys with this intervention, but I need someone to counteract or counterbalance the president of the JD. Yes.
I feel like he's my son.
Yeah, so that's why I can't argue against Jack. But this is why I called, really, to tell you that. But also to tell you, this is why 3 weeks ago I was so pissed off at the Phillies and still am. So we had the down point during the Eagles mini-bye when they played on Thursday, right? We had it, you know, that weekend we had nothing to watch. No Phillies and no Eagles.
Yep.
Now, I didn't expect them to get to the World Series, okay? But at least if they lose in the NLCS, we could have talked about that a little bit more Monday or last Thursday, Friday. No, we got to talk about AJ. And it's not your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault. But if the Phillies were involved a little bit, Jack, we could have had a little more Phillies still. Now we got to put up with AJ Diva.
Yeah.
That's why I hold all this against, you know.
I think that's fair.
I would
love to be talking about the Phillies right now, or at least, at the very least, about a loss to the Brewers or that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. But yeah, the one round, four games, definitely not enough for the Phillies postseason. Yeah. It did definitely expose the WIP afternoon show to more AJ Brown tweets. if the Phillies had been the in the Blue Jays position last night, obviously they're in the National League, not the, but if they tied the series up 2-2 with a 5-2 win, right. You know, the AJ Brown trade rumors we'd certainly talk about, but it would not be anywhere near the top of the list.
No. Mm-hmm.
Certainly not a Michael Carter the second trade would not be near to the top of the list.
Right. Yeah. I know you guys have to let me go, but it's what I get. The craziest three things I heard since Sunday's game. First of all, can we stop? Of course we were going to cheer on when what's his name got hurt?
Scatterbone.
Of course we're going to be on best behavior. I hear all these people, oh, look, we cheered. No, of course we're going to say, good, when he got up and got on the cart, we were going to cheer for him. What do we look like, Neanderthals? The second craziest thing I heard and said, freaking Dotson had one play, all right? He had a jump ball. Can we stop? Can we stop with the Dotson love? Like, it's insane. Like, he got – and Jalen, can you target him more than one time a game? Seriously, there's no AJ. If you want me to feel good about AJ leaving,
well,
can we target him a little bit?
Nick, he threw the ball 20 times. I mean, how much do you want?
He can't get 10% of the throws. He can't get two throws his way.
Look, first of all, you're saying, I've not heard anybody say anything about Jahan Dotson.
Over the weekend, post game and all that. And the craziest thing I definitely heard was it's 4 p.m. on Monday. Like, if you said it's raining out here.
Oh, yeah.
If you said it was 65 degrees, which it was, and it's cloudy, partly cloudy, you'd be like, no, it's 90 and sunny. Well, that's because you're in Arizona, okay? Enjoy the Eagles.
I think we – thank you for the call, Nick. I think we have discovered potentially what is going on with me and Donovan in that Donovan might think I'm Jack.
Yeah, we got to find out.
Yeah, in that,
That makes sense.
Because I didn't even see Donovan in New Orleans,
no.
I don't think.
No.
Yeah, so when we were in New Orleans for the Super Bowl last year, Donovan got there. After we had been out for a while, Ike was going to meet Donovan. I decided I'd been out long enough and went to bed, but Jack went. Jack argued with Donovan about Jalen for a substantial amount of time, and now we are here, and there is a possibility that the reason that Donovan is so combative with everything that I say is that he might think I'm Jack.
Yeah.
And that is part of the problem.
Yeah.
So we might
take us a while to figure it out, but I think we worked our way through that. That has to be what it is.
You have to send him, maybe when we're on the air with him, you text him pictures.
The picture.
And here's Spike, here's Jack, and then maybe he'll be able to admit we had a good game running.
The problem is, probably won't remember.
No.
From a distinctive, like.
Yeah.
Who looks like what? He probably won't remember that.
Well, I'll just say, I was not the guy who you argued
with. Me. Yes. That's what I think is getting him, is that he probably thinks that you and I were together that night when we met.
Yep.
And because Fritz doesn't say a whole lot on the air, he probably thinks that's who I was with.
Especially on Mondays. Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. It's an interview.
I've tried to bury that night, and it just continues to come back up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A core memory for me.
Yep.
Not the most proud of.
It's very funny.
It was actually not as bad as it may sound like it was.
Yeah.
It was a nice debate, and you were feeling good.
The craziest thing is
that Favre was up for the debate. Like, he went right along with y'all, and I'm sitting there looking at both of y'all like, man.
Well, Jack tried to get in there with, you're really good.
Yeah.
I said, Donovan, you're the best quarterback in franchise history.
Right. Yeah,
you were throwing James Rash and Todd Pinkston. This guy's throwing AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. He doesn't even use them. that was like a couple beers.
Yeah.
More than a couple beers deep. So,
yeah. Well, you were well into the night at that point.
Yeah. We were. We kept the bartender.
Yeah.
There.
I felt bad.
That's not me. That's not me. 215-592-9494.
We didn't even know Malcolm Butler was sitting there with us.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, guys wear helmets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But could I ask him why he was benched?
Well, it's so weird that story has not come out. That at no point has anyone found out why Malcolm Butler didn't play in that game. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. It's an Intervention Wednesday as we try to get Jack back to being a true Eagles fan and not rooting against the Eagles because of Jalen, but we need help from the biggest Jalen fans to give him a soft landing. It doesn't feel like it's going to happen, but we are 2 hours away, and I'm an eternal optimist. That's what how everyone describes
everyone
me.
Says that about you.
Brian Baldinger joins us next.
Baldy.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and friends.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.